Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. I am Teron Davenport, your host as always, here to bring you another edition. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the defense. Today's show is brought to you by FanDuel. And I tell you what, folks, this is going to be an interesting game, just how they're going against the Bears offense. They have two receivers that are very dangerous as far as catching those jump balls. Kevin White out of West Virginia, he didn't play last year. He was a high draft pick, and he's a guy that can go down the field. He has speed, a 4-3 type of speed, size as well, and he could go up and high point the football in a way that a quarterback like Jay Cutler will want to get the ball to his guys like that. So Alshon Jeffrey on the opposite side is another option, and he's going to be the primary weapon, and that I think is really the guy that the Eagles defense has to focus on. If I were the Eagles, I would try to keep Nolan Carroll. I would have Nolan Carroll shadow him, and I would have some safety help over top. So that's the way that you could kind of get to Alshon Jeffrey. I'm actually going to do an all-22 look at a couple of catches that he had. But I tell you what's interesting with the way that they have a blend of receivers. You have Eddie Royal in the slot. And that matchup of Eddie Royal and Ron Brooks is going to be key. You saw Brooks fall for the double move last week against the Browns. And Eddie Royal actually scored a touchdown on the double move against the Texans. So you want to take a look at that and see how that matchup works. They may have to bump Jalen Mills inside and allow him to play the slot. But when you do that, you have a smaller corner in Ron Brooks covering a bigger receiver, whether it be Alshon Jeffrey or Kevin White. So the Bears have a nice matchup as far as the receivers versus the cornerbacks. So I really want to see how that works. They're going to really have to shadow Alshon Jeffrey, and they're going to have to bracket coverage him as well. So Roddy McLeod is more likely going to not be able to roam the middle of the field. He's going to probably have to rotate to whichever side Jeffrey is on, because Jeffrey is one of the best downfield catchers in the NFL. He's not fast. He's not fast at all. But, I mean, the guy knows how to go up and get the football. His timing, he's almost like a power forward playing the receiver position. And to be honest with you, the way the Bears use Alshon Jeffrey is exactly how the Eagles can use Dorial Green-Beckham, just to get off course for a little bit. But that's really something that this coaching staff should watch, man. And I tell you, you could go downfield to a guy like Beckham with his size and ability to attack the football also. And, I mean, we'll see what happens with Beckham, but just wanted to bring that point up. And just getting back to the defense, McLeod rotating to the side of Alshon Jeffrey, it's going to be really important for him to – when he gets the opportunity to lay a big hit on him, he's going to need to do that, because that's something that he could put in Jeffrey's mind when he goes up to get the football. You know, if you know a big hit's coming, sometimes that could make it a little more difficult to catch the football. So that's what they need to do. Now, up front, I tell you, Jay Cutler is one of those quarterbacks that does not respond well to punishment. You have some of those quarterbacks where you could just hit him and hit him. Eli Manning is an excellent example. You could just keep pounding Eli over and over again, and Eli is not going to – he's not going to quit. You're going to have to keep going at him. Now, Jay Cutler has some quit in him. You start hitting him, you get to – the body language changes, and he starts picking with his teammates. And, you know, you have some internal bickering that starts, and it just is a recipe for disaster. So that's why up front, those guys have to get after him. That's what the Texans did. They sacked him 5 times, and they hit him multiple times. You know, they had a bunch of QB drops. when they were going against them in the season opener. And it was interesting because if you watch the game, the first half, Cutler was humming it. You know, he had a couple of nice throws down the field to Alshon Jeffrey. He hit Eddie Royal for a touchdown just before the half ended, and the Bears were up. Second half, those adjustments came, and next thing you know, Cutler began to struggle, and in essence, that offense started to struggle too. So it's really important that you get hits on him. You know, Fletcher Cox up front is definitely a guy. I'm looking forward to that matchup against their center. You got the guys on the outside, you know, Brandon Graham and Vinnie Curry and Connor Barwin. They need to get that pressure also. And when you're going against a team like the Bears, you could get that occasional blitz as well. You know, you could send one of the linebackers in the A-gap. You could send Malcolm Jenkins. But this might be a game where you'll see Jenkins playing back deep a little bit more as opposed to down in the box because, A, there is no running threat. And then, B, when you look at these receivers, you're going to have to you're going to have to have coverage over top against them. As we mentioned, they're both vertical threats, big guys too. So that's going to be a key factor. But just looking at up front and looking at the Bears themselves, their offensive line is not strong in the least. They did sign Josh Sitton, who is a former Pro Bowl guard. So that definitely will give them help on the interior, but he's still sinking into the offense himself. You know, he just got there last week, and they have to develop that timing and those type of things, which is something you need on the offensive line. In addition to that, when you look at Kyle Long and Cody Whitehair, Whitehair is a rookie, and he's a guy that the Eagles had some interest in, but he's going to have his hands full with the likes of Cox and Benny Logan. So I want to see how they're able to work that. If I were the Eagles, I would definitely use some stunts up front. You know, I would have a looper, not Fletcher Cox. I would have one of the defensive ends loop back inside and Cox maybe slash to the outside and try to get away to get pressure on the quarterback. that's something that they could do, and they could kind of trick the rookie and see if that will work for them. Kyle Long at right guard is probably their best offensive lineman, he or Sitton, but Long is injured. He's playing with an injury. He's fighting through it, but he's someone else I think that they could go at. And looking outside, you got Charles Leno and Bobby Massey. Neither of those guys are even average, I would say, at tackle, so you could definitely go at them also. It's going to be an interesting game. I just want to see how they're able to exploit these weaknesses because there's definitely options to get to the quarterback. And like I mentioned, this is a quarterback that when you get to him, he will fold. So that's really the offensive, the defensive key in order to stop this team. Now, when you look at Zach Miller is a capable tight end as well. I want to see how that matchup works also. So we looked at a few of the players, but I tell you what, when you have fantasy football, you know, that's a way that you could really focus on players. But the best way to do that, I think, is from a week to week, not a whole season. And the first week of the NFL season is in the books. How did your fantasy football teams do this week? Did you get in on the fun over at FanDuel? No? Well, it's not too late. Week two is only days away. You could always go in and set your team. You don't have to worry about your quarterback getting injured. You don't have to worry about your running back being lost for the season. It's a week-to-week thing. Fantasy football is for everyday fans. There's new contests starting every week. You don't have any busted seasons. Just pick a contest, choose your team, and watch the score in real time. Now, this year, they have a new upgrading experience. It's going to give more contest variety. You could try beginner contests for new players only. You could settle a score with a friend in a head-to-head contest. You could go for a 50-50 contest where the top half wins the cash. You could play in larger tournaments for even more excitement. Play for a dollar. There's choices for every budget. This week's Sunday Million Contest is paying out $2 million. $200,000 to first place. I've tried FanDuel in the past, and I didn't fare well. I tried it in NBA, and NBA is not my forte, but it was still fun just to, you know, be able to track the players. I had a good time doing it. You can have all that fantasy football has to offer through FanDuel. Be sports rich. Try FanDuel now and get up to $50 in free entries. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to go 50-50 on NFL beginner contests, valued at up to $50. You'll get 1 free entry a week for 5 weeks. A value of free entries is going to vary based on your deposited amount. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use my promo code LOEAGLES. That's FanDuel.com, promo code, all caps, LOEAGLES. It is void where prohibited. So speaking of just tracking the players, there's a few things that we're going to look at for the Eagles. You have Bryce Treggs, who's returning to practice. He's a vertical threat, and you guys heard him on the podcast last week talking about how Carson Wentz, his deep ball is the best that he's seen, and he loves the touch that Wentz has on passes over the middle. So Treggs will be back in practice. Who knows if he'll be activated on Monday, but he does bring a nice threat to the outside. So he's someone to watch. He's someone that I think can give the Eagles some speed down the field. He is a 4.39. In some clocks, it was a 4.31 at his pro day. But either way, 4.3 is moving, so he has some speed for you. Another thing just to bring to your attention, that the Hall of Fame nominations were released yesterday. There's 94 players, but there are a group of first-time players, one of which is Brian Dawkins. And Donovan McNabb is included in the list also. So a couple of quick tidbits for you before we move on out of here. The game is on Monday night. The Eagles return to practice today. We are getting set to go ahead down to the NovaCare Center for practice and interviews. One other thing, Carson Wentz was named the Toyota Player of the Week, according to the Eagles website. So that's yet another accolade for the guy who had his first start and did really well in his first start. That's the show, folks. I am your host, Teron Davenport. I appreciate you tuning in. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Locked On Eagles. Definitely make sure you go on and give your review as well. Subscribe on Audio Boom. Check out the work at TDavenport_NFL. In addition to that, TheEaglesWire.USAToday.com. Talk to you tomorrow, folks.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.